the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. Our Lord, as he had predicted, rose on Easter Sunday and appeared to Mary Magdalene, to the apostles, and to his disciples. And though it is not written in the Bible, because it seems so obvious, we may assume that first of all, he appeared to his Blessed Mother. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the feast of all feasts, the center and reference point of all celebrations. The Passover, the passing over of God, the definitive triumph of God among men. Our Lord, after spending 40 days with his disciples, ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father. This event is celebrated by the Church as the Feast of the Ascension. Easter, the most important feast of the year. The Feast of Easter commemorates the triumph of Jesus Christ's resurrection. The Church celebrates it with such solemnity because it is the zenith of our redemption and the confirmation of our faith. Jesus Christ freed us with his death and reconciled us with God, and with his resurrection, opened for us the gates of heaven. The resurrection of Christ is the foundation of Christianity, because it is the main proof of his divinity and of the truthfulness of our faith. The resurrection of Christ is a historical fact. The resurrection of Christ means that his soul was united again with his own body. This living and glorious body came out of the tomb and will never die. Nobody saw the exact moment of the resurrection. But this miracle is a historical fact, because many witnessed that the one who had died appeared 3 days later with the same body, though in a glorious state. The resurrection of Christ is a historical fact, but it transcends history, because this miracle, not seen by men, is a truth of our faith testified to by angels, by Christ himself, and by sacred scripture. It confirms the divinity of Christ and the truthfulness of his doctrine. What is more, the redeeming power of Christ's resurrection extends to all men. Jesus Christ ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. When we say that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, we are affirming that Jesus Christ, after dwelling on earth, went up, living and glorious, into heaven. There he shares, as man, the power and the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Easter is the triumph of Christ. During Holy Week, we contemplate the great mysteries of love and sorrow. On Holy Thursday, we recall the new commandment of love and the institution of the Holy Eucharist and Holy Orders. On Good Friday, we celebrate our Lord's passion and death. Finally, Holy Saturday is the day of anticipation, full of recollection and hope. During the night, from Holy Saturday to Easter Sunday, the Church celebrates the resurrection, called the Paschal Vigil. This is the most holy night, during which the Paschal candle is lit as a symbol of Christ's light. The scriptural readings recall several interventions of God in favor of men, from creation to redemption, and the promises of baptism are renewed. The thrice repeated Alleluia, the pealing of the bells, the sound of the organ, the lights, the flowers, everything represents the new life of the risen Christ. Jesus Christ is alive, and he is the foundation of Christian life. The Paschal candle reminds us that Christ is the light of the world, that he died but rose, and that he dwells with us in the Church and in the Eucharist. In the same way as Christ began a new, immortal and glorious life with his resurrection, we likewise resurrect spiritually if we renounce sin, love God, and love everything that leads to him. The fundamental difference between Christ and the founders of other religions is that none of them proclaimed himself, as Jesus did, to be God, the Savior of the world, and the center of all hearts. And he did so by working miracles, above all in his resurrection, as a guarantee of his words and doctrine. Each Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Since Jesus Christ rose on the Sunday after his death, we celebrate his resurrection with all solemnity on Easter Sunday. But since his resurrection is such a wonderful miracle, we also celebrate it every Sunday by going to Mass. Resolutions for Christian life. Make explicit acts of faith in the resurrection of Christ and in his presence among us, especially in the Holy Eucharist. Keep in mind that every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.